Carrie Fraser, Executive Director.
First of all, are you happy with the turnout here today?
We are ecstatic with the turnout. We've had dozens of volunteers, well, over 100 volunteers. We've had dozens of sponsors, and we smashed our goal. We were going to raise $20,000. We've raised over $35,000, so we've done very well.
Very good. You deal with people that are will be beneficiaries of what you're raising here, funds, but how is the setting for those that are struggling on the street now?
This is a difficult thing to be homeless and to have housing scarcity in your life. It's hard to balance your mental health. It's hard to find a job when you don't have an address. It's hard to keep everything in your life balanced when you're struggling with your housing. So you may be homeless. We may be dealing with people that have housing scarcity, they couch surfing, or affordable housing. And as you know, in Cranbrook, the vacancy rate is very low. So it's very difficult.
So you provide full services. A little bit about what the office does.
Well, Canadian Mental Health, we're a large organization here in the Kootenays. We cover from Golden to Trail. We have 29 programs. We have everything from youth workers and our peace workers that work with kids throughout the region to community outreach, which helps women to find the resources that they need. We have our transition house, which is a women's emergency shelter. We have the second stage housing for women that need it. And then we have affordable housing. And on top of that, we have programs for seniors. We have volunteer Kootenays. We've got the crisis line that runs 24/7, 365. There's always a volunteer to answer your call. We have the Bounce Back program. I mean, we have it all.
Very good. Are the volunteers we're seeing here today, are a lot of them your volunteers out of the office too?
We've got some that are, out of the office. Almost all of our staff agreed to volunteer, but there's a lot of community volunteers, just people that contacted us and said, we want to do this. We want to be a part of this. So some staff and then some just community members.
Is there any other projects or events you have coming up as we get closer to spring or into the springtime?
You know, we're really looking forward to having something into the spring. We think into the spring or summer we have our volunteer appreciation event. And as you can see how many volunteers we have, we bring them all together. We talk about what we did throughout the year. We have a great lunch and we talk about how we can volunteer even more in the community. So that will come this spring.
Thank you for your time and compliments on what you're doing here.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you.
Thank you. I'll get a picture with you, too, if we can.
Sure, sounds good.
Can't believe we do this all on the phone now, but...
I know, it's terrific.
It's a different world now than when I started.
Yeah, no kidding.
40 years ago.
Much easier now.
Yeah.